اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna. Ahmad Nu'ayna was born in 1954 in Egypt. He managed to memorize the Noble Quran completely when he was under the age of 8. He studied medicine at Alexandria University of Egypt and worked at the hospital of the same university. At the beginning, Ahmad Nu'ayna was influenced by Sheikh Amin Hilali's recitations, and then he got familiar with reciters such as Muhammad Rifat, Abdul Basit, Mustafa Ismail, Abul Aynain Shu'aysha, Khalil Husari, Mahmoud Ali al-Banna, and Ibrahim Sha'shai. He is one of the best Quran reciters in the world, and some people consider some of his recitations as incredible feats. Now it's time to listen to the recitation of Surah Al-Hadid from the very beginning to the end of verse 5, recited by Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna. Let's enjoy it.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول وهو بكل شيء عليم هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وهو معكم أينما كنتم والله بما تعملون بصير له ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله ترجع الأمور صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear audience, you're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of Surah Al-Hadid from the very beginning to the end of verse 5, recited by Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna. And now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This was a studio recitation by Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna. And we've talked about him before. We've said that he was mostly influenced by Sheikh Mustafa Ismail's recitation. And we could clearly see this in his recitations, that he is following the style of Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. Of course, he has his own style. It's not exactly the same. It's more, it mostly has to do with the way that he pronounces the letters and the vowels, which is really close to the way Sheikh Mustafa Ismail pronounces the letters and the vowels. And this is known as ada. He has the same ada as Sheikh Mustafa Ismail. It's about the same. Okay, Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna has a good knowledge of the qira'at, the various methods of Quran recitation. But in this recitation, is only using the method of Hafs an Asim in his recitation. And the rules of Hafs an Asim are very clear. Okay?
Yes.
We all know the rules of Hafs an Asim. Most of us know it. Sabbaha lillahi. In the first verse, we have the phrase lillah. Okay? In all the riwayat, we have to pronounce the lam with tarqiq, not with taghlil of the lam.
Or thickness.
Yes. Lillah. You shouldn't say lillah. Okay, it's possible, but you shouldn't do it. It's actually a little difficult to pronounce the lam with taghlil whenever it's preceded by a letter with a kasra.
Of course, this lam is a specific lam.
Yes, we only have this tawlil and tawqiq of lam for the lam in the majestic name of Allah,
yes,
in the name of God, not the other lams, even if they have a fathah, even if they are preceded by whatever vowel. You should always pronounce the other lams with tawqiq, such as wal-ard. The lam in wal-ard has to be pronounced with tawqiq.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not lamb of
the majestic name of Allah.
Right.
And how about other riwayas?
Okay, in the other riwayas, in at least the one that I know is warsh, sometimes the lamb, even though it's not lamb of in the majestic name of Allah, has to be pronounced with tawlil whenever three letters of istila are preceded by the lam.
Mm-hmm.
Sad, ta, and wa. For example, we have salah in warsh.
Mm-hmm.
The lam is pronounced with tawlid. We have lalamu. The lam again, it's preceded by a la, or whenever it's preceded by ta. Okay, sad, ta and la. Talaqa. Asa rabbu in talaqakunna.
Does the haraka of lam matter?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, thank you. Let's continue.
Okay, let's continue. Lahu mulku samawati wal ard. The Lord is sakin. We have to make sure that the sound is, it continues. It doesn't end abruptly, okay? Because Lord is a letter of Rakhawa. And of course,
the istitala characteristic should be observed.
Yeah, the istitala and also the Rakhawa should be observed. Lord is originally a letter of Rakhawa. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult to pronounce with Rakhawa.
It is fricative.
It's a fricative. It's, it's said, experts of Tajweed, they say that whenever the side of the tongue, which is the place of articulation of Lod, and the upper molar and wisdom teeth, mm-hmm. when the side of the tongue is about to touch the teeth, the upper molar and wisdom teeth, it should take place slowly. Law.
Law.
Law. And it should also detach, come apart slowly. This is called ittisal, which means attachment, and infisal, which means detachment. It should be slow. It should be a soft lawd. And it's extremely difficult to pronounce it in this way.
So it is never a shidda or
no,
plosive.
It shouldn't be a shidda, even though it's considered acceptable if it's pronounced with shidda and tafkhim. Because like a dal with tafkhim. But what is more correct is whenever lawd is pronounced softly with the slow
attachment and detachment,
or the touching and releasing of the tongue. That's the best way of pronouncing lawd. And a few reciters are able to pronounce lawd in this way. And it should not be mistaken by a law. It should not be pronounced like a law, because we use the tip of the tongue and the head of the tongue to pronounce a law.
But
we use walamu. But if you say, especially, there's one verse in the Quran where there is a lawd right after, or actually, there is a law right after lawd. الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ. There should be a big difference between the way that you pronounce أَنْقَضَ and ظَهْرَكَ. Okay. Okay. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن. The ta has the lowest level of tafkhim because of the kasra.
Yes.
So just like Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna pronounced the ta, طن, not طن. Okay, we don't want too much tafkhim.
That's right.
Okay, let's go on to verse number 4. It's interesting that Sheikh Ahmad Nu'ayna, when he reached the word as-samawat, he raised his voice to show that samawat is
high.
Is high in the sky. And when he reached the word wal-ard, he lowered his voice to show that,
to convey the meaning, actually.
Yes, to convey the meaning. Most reciters do this. Actually, not all of them, but sama and al-ard, you could show this by raising the tone of your voice and the pitch of your voice for sama and lowering it for al-ard.
Professional reciters, maybe.
But it's not mandatory. Okay. Ya'alamu, the ayn is sakin. Okay, here, after ala al-arsh, we have ya'alamu ma yaliju. The ayn should be pronounced with tawassuta. Tawassut means that it's not pronounced as strong
as plosives,
and not as weak as
fricatives.
The fricatives of Rakhawa.
The weak fricatives, better to say.
Okay, so ya'lamu. It should be in between. Not too strong and not too weak.
And they are fine, I think.
Yes. And then we have, lin umar. Lam nun ayn mimen ra. And this causes the timing of ayn to be less than shidda, but more than rakhawa, which means by timing we mean the time it takes to pronounce that letter, the letters of Tawassut.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان هو القرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق.